Alrighty, it is Tuesday, April 11th, 8:21 p.m. Dang, that was loud. My fault. Sounds about the same time we've always started, if we're being honest.
It's getting good. We're getting better.
We're doing better. It's still daylight out, sort of.
Yeah, thanks to the spring forward.
Spring, exactly.
Thanks. Getting realer and realer.
But, let's hop right into it with the national championship, shall we?
Into basketball season.
Into basketball. Sadly. Speaking of, the transfer portal has not been fair to Tennessee, if we're being honest. Mm-mm. But we'll get to that in a second. National championship. If you didn't go ahead and throw five on UConn, you're a dumb. I'll say that. I mean, that was obvious, if we're being honest.
Didn't they fight well? I mean, I thought they fought.
You thought Purdue played well?
I mean, their role players didn't.
Yeah.
I thought they fought. I think this UConn...
They finally met somebody.
The way they practice, who coaches them, and how they play ball is hard to beat when not everybody on your team's clicking.
Yeah. I just want to go out and say this, too, in a former episode, that they said the way to beat ED is kick him right, push him right, you know? If he gets all 30, 40 points, you know, let him be. Push him right. Quit the three. Cut the three off. You know what? That's what UConn did. That's what Dan Hurley's game plan was. Cut the 3-point from their game plan and push ED right. And look what happens. They win the game. That's exactly what they did. I mean, you saw how bomb ED was going to his right hand?
He's still 8, though.
Huh?
He's still 8, though. I'll give him that.
No, I'm not going to lie. There was a couple certified bucks. I'll be honest.
I mean, he's, what, 37 points?
Yeah.
I mean, he shot
deep. He didn't get fouled much either. I'll be honest. He didn't get fouled much.
Well, they had someone his size so they could contain him a lot better. When you're 6'10 versus 7'4, the fouls are going to happen.
Yeah.
But when you get a 7'2 center and you 7'4, now you're on the same playing field.
Yep. That's valid point.
Just two big dudes.
Yeah. It's when,
big dudes.
It's like
meat to meat.
It's like me and Jack out there. Two big dudes.
I think the main thing was the rebound.
Yeah, rebounds were a must on that.
UConn out rebound them a lot. Five more offensive rebounds. Two more defensive rebounds.
Yeah.
I think UConn is more of as a whole team than Purdue is.
Definitely. Definitely.
As a whole.
Yeah, I mean, the look at the starter five. I mean, they're sharing buckets. I mean, obviously the guy had 20, but they're... I mean,
Cam
they look
Spencer?
At, yeah, they look Dull. At Zach Edey and his bum team.
Yeah.
Wow. The next guy was 12.
Oh, I thought you said Purdue was a whole.
No. Did I say Purdue was a whole? If I did, I'm sorry. I meant UConn.
I must be hearing things.
Yeah.
I was about to say, there's no way.
I was just thinking about Cam Spencer.
This guy, the lawyer guy who was going a little bit crazy against Tennessee, dropped zero.
Oh, I know. It's
0 for 5.
He took one charge, though. I mean, that's just poetic how that works, right?
An unrinsed stat. Took a charge.
took one charge.
Hey, but, those go a long way.
No, they do. But Newton, I think he got didn't he get tournament MVP? I think it was Newton.
It did. I mean, he should have. I mean, he played a good game.
Him and that Castle guy were playing crazy defense, and it was amazing.
I think that comes with the culture of Dan Hurley. I mean, he has a switch.
Yeah.
He has a switch. Oh, he makes his players have a switch.
Kind of off topic, but on topic at the same time. In the realm of college basketball, Calipari going to Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I've been wanting to talk about this for a while.
Shocking move.
Very shocking move.
I met AD, the dude.
There's one guy on their team. Do you see that?
Yeah, he had a meeting with the team. There's no team.
It's like, what?
But isn't it crazy that the AD came out like 14 or 12 days earlier before this and said that he's coming back for his 16th season?
I didn't. Kentucky's AD said that?
Yeah, look it up. It's,
I didn't see that.
If you can for me, please, sir. Kentucky's AD said they had a talk. They have the end of season talk every year that he was coming back for his 16th. Season.
Did not see that.
He did claim that he was coming back, and that his name surfaced up for the Arkansas spot.
Yeah.
And then it hit that, boom, he's Arkansas all over. It's sad.
It is. It's crazy. I mean,
yeah.
Since I can remember, it's always been Calipari at Kentucky.
And it is weird because it's like the job security at Kentucky is crazy.
Yeah.
It's like if Mike Tomlin left the Steelers.
It's like Saban leaving Alabama.
Yeah. Well, if not retired, but leaving.
Well, yeah.
It's on that level of like shock where it's like he's still in the SEC, but he changed the colors drastically. Yeah. He went to the other side of the board in the red. And especially with everything that happened in Arkansas this year, It's a very bold move.
I think it's a passionate, great move. They got a good fan base.
They do have a good fan base, but after the triangle, circles, or love, whatever you want to call it, between
love triangle.
They're sharing that sugar.
Yeah, it happens.
You would think that a coach with his like reputation.
Well, he's going in and changing the culture.
He is. I mean, they had a good coach, Musselman. He was a good coach.
Yeah. Which, backtracking, they said that SMU is the butterfly effect because SMU took USC's head coach. Musselman went to USC. Now Calipari's at Arkansas. Yeah. So if SMU hadn't taken USC's coach, it would never happen. But it
never happened.
Why I wanted to talk about this, because speaking of UConn, word on the street is Dan Hurley declined a $100 million 8-year contract.
For Kentucky?
Which would have made him, I think, fact check, I think the highest paid college coach throughout all sports. Not just basketball, but I think throughout all sports.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And
I think that was a good thing he denied.
Yeah, oh, heck yeah.
He's built something.
He's building a dynasty at UConn.
Yeah, it's like if Coach K would have left after their
They had a lot of people leave last year. Mm-hmm. And he rebuilt it and then won another one.
Reload and rebuild. That's what they said.
It's like they're not any. I mean, those guys are 5 stars and 4 stars, but like he has some people from Connecticut, like some local, homegrown.
Well,
state
that club. Was Cam Spencer. He was a high school lacrosse star, and from what I remember, I saw this. Fact check me on this too, but I think he played basketball at was it UMBC. Played somewhere in Maryland and then transferred to UConn.
Is UMBC the team that beat Virginia?
I think it might have been UMBC, but I could be wrong. But anyways, he was a lacrosse star in high school, and he's playing basketball. Like, he's finding these. I mean, he's developing them, obviously, but there's a knack for, finding these guys, which I love, personally. You know, me being a Belichick guy, I love it.
You love to develop.
I love the lacrosse stars turn different athletes.
You love the athletes that don't have a Sean Hill, and then they got a Sean Hill.
Boom.
Champion.
He's that. But, yeah, so that's...
What are they brewing up there with... You know, it's always the Northeast that gets this mentality in America, Boston.
Talking about sports-wise or
just,
what?
Just building these players that would look
Celtics
trash.
Are looking good, too.
Yeah, building these players that have trash on paper. Belichick.
It's just the Belichick effect.
Yeah, I wonder if it is, like... I think it's also... I don't know if y'all have ever been to Boston. Mm-hmm. Boston is similar...
Me, I have.
Yeah, I don't know if Chase would agree.
Not me.
But Boston is, like, similar to... Not in, like, geographically speaking, to Chattanooga. But to Chattanooga as in, like... It has, like, its grit.
Oh, yeah.
And they're proud.
It's such a...
They're proud to be Boston.
It's so...
They're proud to be Massachusetts. Yeah. So I'm assuming those Connecticut people are proud to be Connecticut.
Northeast. Yeah, I mean... If not tooting their own horn here, but
the
New England Patriots represent the whole New England, and they even posted, congrats to UConn winning.
Yeah, they're all in that area.
Yeah,
so it's like I think it could just be the historical thing of America. Mm-hmm. That's where it's so just like we're Boston, we're Americans.
You're saying that the Revolutionary War turned
Boston,
New England.
That's where America started. Right?
For real. I think it's in their tradition, their culture.
Ship came over. There's a bunch of dogs on that ship.
Their DNA.
Who?
Dana White.
Dana White loves Boston?
He loves Boston.
He loves Boston.
There's another one. He's a grinder. I mean, I don't know. It's just not saying Chad.
Here, it makes sense because, McGregor's Irish. There's a lot of Irish in Boston.
So much, actually.
The grit is
insane. I think he's from there.
From Boston?
I would. Yeah.
He's from Ireland.
No, Dana White.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I thought you were talking about Connor. Forgive me. I wasn't. Sorry.
You could hear it in his voice.
Yeah. Yeah, he possibly could.
Your wife is in my day hands.
But I love gritty play style.
Well, and then look at another program that has historically been good, another Northeastern is Providence.
Yeah.
Another
Big
Connecticut.
East. That's where I mean that Big East area.
Big East is good ball.
What, back in 2000, I want to say from 2000 to 2009, before the SEC kind of caught onto the basketball and all these other conferences, it was Big East.
Yeah. Oh, basketball. Well, that was when East. Louisville was Big East too.
Yeah, and Syracuse. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of shifted to the ACC. That was dominant in basketball because they got Syracuse.
I just want to say that Tennessee had some good years early 2000s with old Brucey. Just want to throw that out there,
Yeah, you can.
You could consider us possibly a blue.
Okay.
We need to slow the roll.
But
we're glazing too much.
No, but yeah, it's Big East. I think Big East is.
And now they're kind of picking it back up.
That's what they were arguing at the beginning of the tournament is why didn't Providence make it? Yeah. St. John's was an argument. Seton Hall was an argument.
Yeah.
Georgetown was down here.
I know, but they got rich history. Mm-hmm. But I kind of want them to come back. Isn't Marquette
mm-hmm. Big East?
Yeah, they all.
Creighton's Big East.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of dogs.
But Creighton's in
the middle. They're not. Yeah, it's geographically that it makes sense. Yeah,
but I mean, nothing makes sense here. Yeah, to the because this new year it's gonna be UCLA the Big
Dude,
Ten.
Literally, bro. In July it switches over. That's crazy. That's coming up.
That's you could say just a month away. I mean, a month and 30 days.
The next few months.
A month and 15 days until July. April, May, July. No, June, July. Ooh, snap.
We just forgot my whole...
Yeah, I was about to say, you forgot like 2 months.
I skipped a month. I
forgot my birthday.
Forget me. Yeah, that's interesting. We can talk about that after.
Who's going to take the Kentucky spot?
Well, that's what I was saying. Yeah. Okay, so...
Drew Scott for Baylor's the name, I heard.
He denied it.
He did?
Scott Drew,
excuse me. I'm getting everything backwards. Give me.
Scott Drew denied it. Mm-hmm. Nate Oates came out and said, because Nate Oates was another name they were throwing out there. He came out and was like, no, I'm all Alabama. Billy Donovan in Chicago. Now, he said that he wasn't going to make a decision until after the play-in game, which is this week, I believe. Mm-hmm. But let's say they win the play-in game. I think they play, you know, however far they go, it's just holding off the decision. But then, obviously, Dan Hurley, which he denied it, too. So
we were enough coaches.
Yeah, it's I think BYU's head coach, who is a former Kentucky Wildcat, I think he is, in the main running right now. So, which he did well at BYU this year. He's been doing well at BYU, so it should be interesting.
And, I mean, it wouldn't be bad. It's going to be hard to follow.
Yeah.
But you think he's going to go... We'll end this conversation after this question. Yeah. Do you think, Chase, Calipari is going to go away from the one-and-done mentality at Arkansas?
No.
Or do you think he's just going
to
just
keep no, on I think him? I think Arkansas is going to be the new Kentucky when it comes to one-and-done, because that's why kids come to Kentucky, in my opinion, is because of him.
Dillingham's already gone.
Dillingham's gone. Shepard's probably gone now. Mm-hmm. The arrow's gone. Well, he's transferring. Mm-hmm. Antonio Reeves is gone. Mm-hmm. They just had a five-star... He's trying to get out of his national letter of intent,
but like,
which probably goes Arkansas, for being honest.
What that question goes to is the one and done era is over. You can't win national championships with one and done.
No, you can't.
Because this NIL crap that we're in has made it where these guys, let's stay in college.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna be making big money in NBA or NFL. Let me make this bag here because I'm a good college athlete. So you're going to have, you know, those fifth-year seniors that are vets.
Yeah. Well, that's what they were saying about why Oakland beat Kentucky was because, you know, Kentucky's freshmen, mm-hmm. they played 1 year together.
Yeah.
Oakland was seasoned. They've played with each other for years. Yeah. Ironically, their one dude is transferring their stud. I forget.
Tommy Townsend.
Not Townsend.
Whenever it's Townsend.
Something like that. Yeah.
I'm getting names wrong, but I know his last name is Townsend.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sitting here trying to remember his name, but he's transferring too.
Yeah, so I mean that's
which
cool.
I did talk to. I don't want to say, huh?
Golok,
Golkey. I did Golkey. See. Oh, that's not who I was gonna say, but no. Oh, that's funny that you mentioned that. I talked to a coach, an assistant coach at a certain school. I'm not gonna say, on my flight there. Which, like I said, I don't want to throw names for schools out there, because if this happens to blow up and then it gets,
over with.
Yeah. Well, we were just chatting about it and. He just, like, I mean, it's kind of obvious, but he was frustrated about the whole, like, you know, mid-majors now just a stepping stool to something bigger. And it's because, you know, more money. We've been preaching this since it first started. I think everybody's been preaching this. You got the most money, you're going to get the better players.
100%.
And now he said he's trying to, like, you know, go to his guys and say, hey, we love you, man. You know, pat on the back, trying to get them to stay. And, it's an interesting dynamic.
Never wins over money.
Yeah.
Like, I like how you say that, because Johnny Manziel, I don't know if y'all watch Club Shay Shay.
Watch Club Shay Shay, no.
So Club Shay Shay is Shannon Sharp, also known as Unk. He has a podcast called Club Shay Shay. And so he has various personalities. So, like, he had Cat Williams, and that podcast is kind of blowing up right now.
I remember that. Yeah, I saw that.
So with that podcast coming out, it kind of overshadowed the Johnny Football one. Well, I listened to the Johnny Football one full through, and he talked about the NIL. He talked about, like, all the big names that have money He was like, because he knew about it because he was getting paid.
Yeah.
And he was like, he named basically every SEC school under the sun. He's like, all that does is just benefit them just to say, screw recruiting. And he's like, my upbringing into the college realm was, I got recruited. I got to go on a visit with a quarterback, and I stayed with him and got to do all these things. Now it's just like, where's my cut?
You know? Well, we're gonna get off this and talk about other stuff, but
right out of high school.
Yeah, two things. Like, there's allegedly a huge college star that is trying to hit the transfer portal, but his agent is going around different programs asking about his NIL market, his worth.
Who's this?
They didn't say. This is just word on the street, word through hearing through the grapevine, you know, which is rumors. But I'm gonna leave it with this real quick, because I saw this today, and this is Jordan McRae, who is a former VFL, former Tennessee Vol, but he tweeted this and said, back in the day when a kid got 0 minutes as a freshman, he would probably transfer. Now freshman year, you play 29 minutes a game, average 11, and they still might leave. Transfer portal is weird. It's making kids run away from anything they don't like.
Yeah, no adversity.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
So.
I like the grinders. I like a guy that can grind.
Oh, dude. Well, that's what, I mean.
Gained loyalty.
Last thing before we move on, but it's like, you know, with Tobey Awaka and Jonas Adu hitting the transfer portal.
Not throwing
shade at them, but it's truth. Like, when you have guys like Santiago Vescovi and Josiah Jordan, who literally stayed 7 years and dedicated their life to the program, it makes you, like, appreciate those guys more.
Yeah, it does.
They obviously, like, they're more for the school rather than themselves.
They bleed that blood.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that, even though.
And I'm not throwing shade, because they still might come back. You know, they're entering. This doesn't mean they're leaving, but
it's sad.
Yeah, but
it hurts. It's like, I feel like it takes the American out of the sport.
And Santiago's aren't.
You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, it takes the grit. The adversity. You like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone now. It's sad.
Yeah. Jackson, you want to talk about this Masters real quick?
Yeah, we can.
Because I know you're
talking about.
I know you're dying about it.
Who am I thinking?
Who do I want? Give us a little rundown real quick.
So we got DeChambeau firing off a 65.
Mm-hmm.
He birdied the first three holes, and then I think he had one bogey maybe.
Mm-hmm.
The rest pars, and then he made four more birdies. He had bogey on 9, which is not an easy hole, and then finishing stretch 15, 16, 17. Birdied those three, then parred 18, which parring 18 is very, very impressive.
Yeah.
I don't need to fire him.
It's a pure stroke right there.
If you want to see how tight this Johnson is.
Is this
This is the tee shot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it opens up towards that bunker, but still.
Yeah,
a lot of those guys like to play that tight fade that comes off that left tree. And that's not going to work. If you miss it right, you're in the woods. And you're looking at double bogey. But pretty easy conditions today because the greens are really wet, so, I mean, it was definitely scoreable. But tomorrow, it's going to be hot. Greens going to be rolling.
Yeah.
We'll see some pluses on the score.
Definitely.
But DeChambeau says the best he's ever felt playing golf.
Good to hear.
That hole, it would be a blue ball hole for me. It doesn't mean blue ball. One blue this way, one blue that way. It's not going straight.
It's the Army golf, left and right.
Yeah, we're left, right.
But, yeah, a bunch
going
of
Army.
Guys that were expected to win, well, besides Scotty. Scotty's just insane.
Scotty's on a run right now. Scotty's been
playing like prime Tiger at this point.
Which,
if he can figure out how to work the flat stick, he'll win it by a long shot.
Yeah. Is he, I just want to say this because I find it fun. What were you? You were going to say something at the beginning before we were filming? Or was that about?
Maybe not. What about the WNBA segment?
Gotcha. Never mind. I do find it funny that, you know, there's a possible kid on the way, and he might have to leave.
Yeah. I mean,
who?
Scotty.
A bogey-free 66 is insane.
Oh,
His wife's in.
Yeah, he said if his wife goes into labor, he's going to leave and just go.
I respect it.
Yeah.
I respect the grind. But at the same time, I would respect his wife to say, go win it.
Let's say he's on a...
Go get that bag.
What, let's say he's close to winning it all on Sunday. Boom, wife goes into labor.
See what I understand.
He's done. He has to play the last round. The last round. You can't just leave.
You can't just leave, so he has to play it.
Yeah, you have to.
What happens if you walk out? You never love back.
Nah.
I guess, is that a forfeit?
Tank? He's already won. He's automatically invited back. He's already won the Masters. They can't tell him no. Oh. Once you win the Masters, you're automatically.
What is it? Raw? Is he? How's he doing?
Rom, he's, I think he shot maybe even. No, one over. He bogeyed the last. So, yeah, a lot of good scores today. Rory's one under. I remember seeing a tweet that said if you bet $100 on Rory, you'll win a certain amount. And then some guy was like, nah, you'll just lose $100.
Because Rory
to win the whole thing?
This is, so if he wins the Masters, he completes the Grand Slam, which is you win all four majors in your lifetime. This is his last one he has to win to complete the Grand Slam.
Yeah.
Koepka, too. Koepka's never won the Masters.
Yeah.
He almost won it last year. Then
Koepka's sold last year.
Yeah.
I saw off the Rory McIlroy thing, it was I saw this too, where he had, this guy had a Masters like just party for opening day or whatever, and he got a $50 bets, and he's handing them out to his guests at his party, to for Rory to win it all. So he's saying he's gonna take, you know, normal, uneducated people to ride Rory, which I think would be hilarious because now. Where's he? Do you know where he's
free
at?
$50 of the books.
Yeah.
Roy's one under.
Oh, he had a book of them, too. There was like a good stack like that. So he probably spent a good check on it. But
yeah, Jordan Spieth started off his front nine,
bro.
He doubled hole one. Mm-hmm. His approach shot passed the green to the left, chipped it up, rolled back to his feet. And then he chipped it up again, two putted for double.
Oof.
So. Spieth not looking too hot. Spieth's already won, so I guess he's got that. But
Spieth, I didn't realize Scottie Scheffler went to University of Texas as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Didn't realize that.
Yep.
So when they all show up there, do they wear their green jackets from before?
They've got the dinner, right?
You've got the past champion picks the dinner. Mm-hmm. So Rom had like some, he's from Spain, so it was like lamb and stuff.
It's gas.
Whenever Scottie won, there was like chocolate chip cookies stuff. It's like a guy from Texas, chocolate chip cookies, probably some barbecue in there.
It's your day.
Oh, dude, I'd be going all out.
It's your day.
Imagine how old it would get for Tiger if he had to pick it five times
in a row. He's probably trying
5 times in a row.
Yeah,
not in a row.
Yeah, well, yeah,
he's a 5-time champ.
I wonder what he picks.
Oh, I don't know.
You can find it. I mean, it's online. Yeah. But
that's crazy.
So we're in for a good week.
What's the weather looking like, though? Because I know it's been rainy here. Is it
just windy?
So still clear skies, though?
Yep.
I mean, I guess they'll play in the rain, though, right?
At a point. You know, it's like lightning.
Yeah, definitely. But
I mean, last year it was coming down, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. But they're still playing it. Scottie and Rory had this tough, like, Nike jumpsuit on. And Rory was playing with his hat backwards. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. I saw somebody was playing in parachute pants.
That was Jason Day.
Jason Day?
He wears that Melbourne.
Yeah.
He's talking about that Melbourne.
Oh, he's got tapas.
It's in Spanish. Nice.
So tapas is like kind of like an appetizer thing. It's a big thing in Spain.
I get an English version.
But they're pretty much like, tapas are pretty much just appetizers.
I think the bottom part's English.
So these are all the champions that are still alive.
Man, this is all geezers.
Like Jordan Spieth right there. We got Tiger.
Who's he got in the middle?
Zach Johnson.
Handsome young man.
Right here?
In the middle.
Here?
Yeah.
That's Scotty.
Oh, dang, he's good looking.
There's Tom Watson.
Yep.
Where's Jack Nicklaus at? There he is, the legend.
Where's Tiger?
The only man better than Tiger.
Oh, Tiger's right there. Left. Third row. So.
Hideki Matsuyama.
Dog.
He is a dog.
That's on my bucket list to go to the Masters, which
I'd love to go at one point in my life.
It'd be
my dad's had his name in the lottery for 50 years.
Still hasn't.
Nope.
That's crazy. My one of my old teachers, it was able to go 1 year. One of his friends had an extra ticket. He got invited. And he said it was the craziest, just one of the best experiences.
If I was scheduled to work, I would still go.
Oh, I'd call out.
I can deal with that later.
Yeah, but
I think it's like a different world. Can't have your phone.
Mm-hmm. You're just living in the moment, dude.
They have these little boxes along the course that you can call people, like the wired phones.
Wow. Can you sleep your phone in the car?
Yeah, you can't take it in. You can have, like, cameras, but you can't have your phone.
We get a disposable.
I'll definitely get a disposable.
Yeah.
Man.
It's like a different world. It's the only tournament you have to be invited to.
I'd be the Polaroid. I would have all kinds.
You can qualify for the Open, U.S. Open. You can't qualify for the Masters.
So what? How do you get invited?
Playing well and liked by others.
There's a couple guys from the LIV Tour.
So it's a friendship league?
It's not a friendship. It's just like a...
In a way, kind of, sure. But it's more of if you play really well. Yeah. And
basically, if you're a dog.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But a lot of the... I mean, not a lot, but most people in the tournament are... They've played there before. They've done well there before. So, like Danny.
Is there anybody new this year?
A bunch of amateurs. There's this guy that's 6'8". He's an amateur. He's playing.
Why is my man in the paint?
What about Rom? Is he new? Is his debut?
No, he won it last year.
Not Rom. What's his name? That guy that's like, he's with Callaway. Glasses. You be posting him on
there. No, Akshay?
Yeah.
He's doing okay.
Is this his first year?
Yep. So he had to win last week to get in. Whoever won the Valero Texas Open last week got to play in the Masters. So Akshay won it last week, so he got to play.
Gotcha. That's some good momentum going into the weekend.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
I think he's even or one over, one of the two. Here's this guy. Lamrick. 6'8 from South Africa. He's an amateur.
God, me, dude.
Was he shooting?
He's Dutch. Dude, those Dutch
shot people. Two over.
Those Dutch are tall, man.
But he's good. Why you not? I would kill for a 74.
Yeah, he tripled 15. So he probably dunked it in the water. Yeah, he's a tall guy. And he's like his clubs aren't 6'8 clubs.
He's bent over.
Yeah, he's he's an interesting
Georgia
guy.
Tech.
South Africa.
Not far from us, eh, fellas?
Wasn't South Africa mostly white people, right?
It's the most white, as I think.
A lot of the people in that play golf professionally that are foreign or from South Africa.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Isn't that where
Eric Van Ruyen?
Mm-hmm. Hey, isn't that where that the world's biggest par three is?
Batia, Akshay is one under. It's pretty good. He's got a sweet swing.
Isn't the world's longest par three in Africa?
I don't know. Probably.
You know where they have to take the helicopter up?
That's...
You know, that'd be worth it. There's the Eric Van Ruyen.
Where's he from? I mean, where's Batiste? Oh,
never mind. Akshay's from here. I think. He should be.
He has a hard name. Akshay?
Akshay.
He's from the United States, yeah.
Good for him.
What's his education? He is Wake Forest, North Carolina. Oh, no.
So he's the first ever player to participate in the drive, chip, and putt they have at the Masters for kids.
Mm-hmm.
He's the first ever to do that and play in it.
Oh, so he's a certified bucket.
That's crazy. That's cool.
He turned pro like 16 or 18.
Dude, that's what's insane.
You don't have to go to college to be good at golf or to be successful at golf.
No, I mean,
but that pick of him chipping from the bunker is kind of tough.
Yeah,
he's crafty.
All right, so who's your favorite to win? You said Scotty, though?
I think who's going to win it, I mean, at this point,
Scotty.
Scotty, DeChambeau, or Homa? Homa is really high. He's 413. He's still got five holes left.
Where's Hovland sitting at?
Hovland was doing really good. He had a terrible back nine. I think he's one over, maybe.
One over?
One under.
That's not bad.
He's one under.
No, I'm one under.
He's a likable
sitting
guy.
There right with McElroy. He had a nice shirt on. I like Victor.
He had a nice shirt on today.
Was it New Balance?
Yeah. No. It was like the Augusta Flower.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I was reading his thing, and I saw he earned low. And I was like, low down sports? I was like, he's usurping us?
But I like the LIV Golf players playing with the PGA Tour players.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting sight.
It's definitely not.
Most of the guys are still wearing their LIV teams, though.
Yeah.
So
I think that's what they have to do. They're going to get paid hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, so that shirt in the PGA is a no-go?
Oh, you can wear that. It's his brand. Or I don't know if it's his brand, but who he's sponsored by.
Dude, that wind was flying.
There was gusts up to like 40 or 50 miles an hour.
Jeez.
You had people stepping off of shots and stuff.
Yeah.
Waiting for the wind to calm down?
Yeah, he shot 400 on the front and then had a terrible back nine.
Sounds about right.
Double 10, bogeyed 14, birdied 16, bogeyed 17. Not an easy golf course.
No.
But no. That's all I got.
That was insightful. Thank you.
Jackson knows his ball and
comes off. I mean, I listen, I get onto the golf course and I am clueless, to say the least.
Be swinging them things.
Yeah, you know how, this is how you know I'm bad. I use yellow balls.
There's nothing wrong with yellow balls.
I use yellow Kirklands.
There's nothing wrong with yellow balls.
No.
Look, here is Scotty's cheeseburger sliders.
But you're not hearing me, Jackson. I'm talking
warm chocolate chip skillet cookie.
I saw this man. Oh, yellow driving range, get a bucket and then dump it in his bag.
Yeah, I'm telling you, yellow Pinnacles. We're not talking Kirkland. We're talking Pinnacle here. Using yellow Pinnacles, you are trash, just like me. The Augusta roll.
The Augusta roll sounds fire.
And then you had some prime steak. Served
in honor of Mr. Tiger Woods.
Fajitas. I mean, that's...
Ooh. Here we go. Oh, hold on. I saw Little Caesars. What was that? Kobe?
Little Caesars?
Oh, Caesar salad.
I was about to say, no way they're catering Little Caesars to the match.
Imagine you'd be a dog if you bought Little Caesars.
That'd be me, dude. Waffle House catering. I don't get it.
It's anything you want, apparently.
I
want
to see what Jordan Spieth had.
Jordan Spieth.
He won in 50 or...
Mickelson is a dog.
That guy's a... Oh, here
he goes.
Yeah, he had a warm chocolate chip cookie.
Authentic Texas barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Local green salad.
I don't know if he went to Texas or not. I think he did.
No, he went to Texas, yeah.
He did.
Beef brisket must have been
and
on
Jordan,
chain.
Or Justin Texas Thomas team. Went to Bama. That's why he's so good. He plays with Saban all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a power move, being able to play with Saban.
Imagine you play with Saban and Trout.
That'd be sweet. That'd be sweet.
You'd be
at the same time.
You'd be conquering the world.
I don't even know what I would pick as my master's dinner. I like this.
That's like I had this question going about like what would your last meal be? Let's do your master's dinner right now on the spot.
I like Scotty's. I like the cheeseburger sliders. Serve Scotty style
with the shrimp,
firecracker shrimp. I'm not sure about the tortilla soup, but
tortilla soup
might
good.
Throw that in for some, mm-hmm. some baked potato soup. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good,
dude. I'm doing chicken and dumplings, Bonnie style.
Ooh,
yeah, Bonnie cooking up in the master's kitchen.
God,
ooh, tell those guys style. To slide by. Bonnie's coming through.
Yeah. Then I guess you have the second one.
I wonder.
I'll go with some spaghetti, something solid, just some nice spaghetti.
And then Hideki, his is a little interesting.
Oh, he's Japanese. He's got the wagyu,
sashimi, and
sashimi's gas. Sashimi and nigiri's gas.
I don't like a sushi, so
it's gas. You should try it.
I'm not a big fan of sushi, but I'd eat it.
I don't know what Rom's was. I think it was just a bunch of Spaniard stuff.
Dude, I would definitely have ribs on there.
Just some baby back ribs. Ooh, boy.
Get on that nice green jacket. Just wipe it off.
Tiger's just like,
yeah, I got another.
Dude, I'd probably go with...
My dessert would definitely be banana pudding.
I'm going with the warm skillet cookie.
I want someone to be skillet. I want someone to be gangster and be like a beverage of choice, just beer, just straight like Bush.
can I get a
that
Bush
that would lot? Be if Joel Damon won the Masters. That's what his would be.
Like, if like you want water, we'll serve.
Is that the country?
In honor of so-and-so winner.
Nah, Joel Damon.
You gotta drink
you gotta
a
drink
beer.
Joel Damon is the guy that he was on...
he's on Bob the Sports a lot.
Yeah, what's the shit? What's the shit? Full Swing. He's on there.
What is that, dude? I was watching a
he
podcast.
He wears the bucket hat that says, excuse my language, but says cancer. It's cancer in the line to you. He's a pretty cool guy. Yeah. He's not amazing at golf around the people around him, at least.
Yeah.
He's funny to be around.
I was watching this dude get interviewed, and he's like, I'd rather be duck hunting right now.
That's Sam Burns, yeah.
Dustin Johnson sounds fire, though.
He's
takes in a blanket.
I had the most fritters. The Ooh. Most idiotic moment today because I know he's married to Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky's daughter.
Yeah, my dumbass was like, I was like, oh, Gretzky's. I thought he's pretty young. Is he still playing? And my buddy at work goes, no, he's like 50 or 60.
Yeah, the great one's done.
Yeah,
he's been done.
Yeah. Speaking of, I want to talk about that since you just actually this could be a good transition with hockey.
Boom.
Okay.
You're welcome.
I know nothing.
Shout out. We don't have to talk about playoffs right now. Cool. But shout out, real talk, shout out Preds, though, for making playoffs wild card. They play the Canucks. But a lot of commotion going on down in Arizona.
Coyotes.
Yes, sir. So they've swung and missed on two different properties real quick. One was in Tempe, and the citizens of Tempe voted against it because they didn't want to pay for taxes. Valid. They're looking at a property in Scottsdale that ended up falling through as well. So they're looking at a property now in North Phoenix. And the auction happens to be in June. Now, this has been they've been flirting with this since January, apparently, about relocating Arizona to Salt Lake City. If that were the case...
It's not a bad move, though.
It's not, but Arizona, like, they've got one of the best youth leagues out there. So hockey's big in Arizona, whether you believe it or not, it actually is.
Do they play inside, I reckon?
Do you play hockey
inside? Yes, they play inside.
Up north, there's no pond hockey.
Making their backyards
there's no
hockey
pond rink, you know?
Wow.
No pond hockey?
You know, pond you know we have hockey. A hockey team in Tennessee. They
really?
Play inside.
The Predators, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you meant
I'll tell you one thing. There will never be a Winter Classic in Vegas or Arizona. I'll tell you that. There will never be one.
Yeah, it's only in Minnesota for the most part.
Yeah. Nashville had... I guess Nashville played in Dallas.
I think we should open up a pond hockey league.
It'd be too warm.
We play once a year.
But
on a good day.
Just one day, you got to host 20-something.
Yeah.
Little Jimmy just go drown it over there.
I've always, dude, that'd be sweet. That'd be sweet. But the numbers-wise, this is where I'm kind of just, like, flustered because I don't really remember. But it's the ownership of the Coyotes might sell to the NHL, which is, like, $1.3 billion they'd get. So if that were the case, the NHL would relocate to Salt Lake City. And then if the ownership still happens to buy this land in June, they would make another expansion team in Arizona, which that would most likely mean the Coyotes are dead no matter what. It'd probably be a total rebrand, unless they happen to bring back the Phoenix Coyotes, what they originally were. I think the Coyotes are dead. But I say that because, you know, me being in the loop, being in Arizona, everybody's pissed off and first off hates the ownership because... Technically, they were one of the reasons why they got kicked out of Gila River, which was their original stadium. But yeah, it's lots going on. And it looks like this move could happen within the next week because they're not making the playoffs. So the NHL has drafted two separate schedules for next year, one for them playing in Arizona and one for them being in Salt Lake City.
That's smart, though.
Yeah.
They're definitely the Oakland A's of hockey, it sounds like.
Sad, dude, sadly. I mean...
Sounds like it.
If, like I said, the ownership came in, kind of screwed everything up.
Sounds like ownership is hated between both schools.
Yeah.
I mean, not schools, excuse me, teams.
Organizations. Yeah. But it seems like, and this is what's annoying, because they literally just posted something today about, you know, hockey staying in the desert, which obviously doesn't seem like that right now. But maybe 4 or 5 years if they end up getting this land, which that's another thing they said, that there's, like, they guarantee that they'll win the auction, which I think it's like starts off at $63 million.
It's
unreal, but so yeah, starting at 63.
I might have to tune into these Preds.
Tune in, dude. Tune in. This was
25 and 29.
This was supposed
to be rebuilding.
It was supposed to be a rebuild year,
and they just popped off.
Yeah, they went off, dude. They won. They had at one point like in 18 games they were 16-0-2. So they got points because. The way that hockey is, you know, they win a certain amount of points, a tie a certain amount of points. So they had like an 18-game point streak, which was unreal.
Mm.
So, yeah, shout out Preds. Got a tough matchup against the Canucks that's looking like right now because they're the number one seed. But you know what? Crazier things have happened.
Playing the Blackhawks tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. Forsberg, just saying, Forsberg is electric. Prince Philip, shout him out.
89 points?
Yeah, this is, I think, the most points he's had in a year. Fact check me on that.
Assists count as points?
Yep. Assists, goals, both count as points. So, an assist to an assist counts as a point, too.
Underscore?
That's the man.
Yeah.
Underscore?
If I pass it to Jackson, Jackson passes it to you, that's technically an assist.
And it goes on the scoreboard?
Mm-hmm.
And they get it in the net?
Yeah.
So that's 3 points?
No. It just counts as one point.
I was say, what the?
No. There's okay. No. Assist separately is a separate
okay,
point.
So just okay.
Yeah. No, it's not a points in the game.
Okay.
But so yeah, and then there's the baby goat, Connor.
What's his position? What's C?
Betsky.
What's C mean?
Center.
Okay, center.
Left wing.
Yeah.
Well, I could kind of. It's kind of like soccer, isn't it? When it comes to like
simple soccer. Position wise, yeah.
Yeah, position wise, okay.
So.
What position would you play in hockey?
I'd go right wing. I'm not confident.
Are on the rink.
Huh?
How many people are on the rink at the one time?
There's 14. Let's see, there's 5, not including the goalie. You got two defensive, and then you got left wing, center, right wing.
And you could take the goalie off and add a defender, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that. Because I went to a Preds game back when I was a kid, and they took the goalie out for like a... They were down a goal, and they needed to score. They took it out, and they added more offensive players.
But
Also, if someone goes to the penalty box, do you just play with four?
Yeah, it's 5v4.
Don't go to the penalty box.
I love watching the fight.
That's what's called power play, baby.
Hey, no one's scoring on me. Bro.
The owner of New Balance, he's a big hockey fan. He said there's some guy, some team in New York. I don't know.
Talking about the Rangers, or maybe Islanders. Yeah, he's
some guy he just likes
21 years old, and he's just a fighter. I believe it's the Islanders. I forget his name.
Yeah, he's just on here sleeping people.
He just started throwing
blows. I don't think he's even good at hockey. No, he just fights people.
No, that's literally.
He wears skates and throws blows.
So he if there's going to be a fight, he's.
Yeah.
I think he starts all the fights.
That's a position in hockey. It's the enforcer. That's what they call him, the enforcer. Or the term goon. You know, that's where the goon comes from. That's literally, they're pretty much paid to just fight.
So there's like
is there a fighter that put the skates
is
on?
Is there
an
when you see the guy there in Conor McGregor's?
Is there an MVP like goon like
an MVP goon?
You know, like goon of the year award, like
goon
of
the
year. Dude, this absolutely just dropping jaws, honestly, dislocating. Like,
let me see. They got John Bones Jones and some skates.
Yeah, sleeping it. Folks.
There's like a
like John, you can't kick.
I think he's talking about that. They
stab a guy.
They were like on whatever you call the tip off in hockey.
Puck drop.
He just threw the gloves down and was ready to fight.
What? Puck drop and gloves drop.
Matt Rempe. That's his name. Matt Rempe.
And he's just a
good. He's like 21 years old. I think he's like 6'7", too.
No. If I'm on the court and I see him drop.
Jackson, look him up. He's on the Rangers.
What's his name?
He's on the Rangers. Matt Rempe.
Probably.
R-E-M-P.
So you're telling me he's just there to squabble.
Yeah.
He's there to get down. That's wild.
Yeah, he's 6'7".
That's that him, guy.
He's 21 too.
What's his stats? Can we at least look at his stats to see if he's a certified baller or if he's just
no? He's just there. Look, I get he one goal, one assist.
Goal?
He's got 2 points.
15. So those 15 games, he was there to just drop folk.
Is PIM? Is that penalty something? He's got something in there. He's a dog.
What's TOI mean?
Huh?
What's TOI mean?
Time on ice.
Yeah.
On ice? Okay, I didn't.
My guess.
So this dude out here just a break folk.
Pretty much. Wow.
Dude, this dude right here, the beard, looks like it was a dog on the ice.
Wait, look, he's got him by the freaking shirt. He's ready to
watch.
Can we
watch a highlight real quick? I know we're
I guess penalty infraction minutes.
Can we see this man fight? I just want to see him throw blows.
I might go to his debut, dude. Look up his debut
because
he fought in his debut, yeah.
Matt Rempe? Fight. Oh god, it's already. Oh, rewind. I didn't know where he was. Can you rewind that? So now I know he's okay.
He's right here.
Oh my god.
He just chucked the gloves. I don't even think he did anything.
He's so little.
He got his helmet knocked off though. Yeah. He's still piecing him. Oh, he's getting cut. Oh, he's just getting slept now.
Do you have to grab their jersey?
I mean, that's just with skates on, it just gets better control of the guy. But
it's just piecing him. Oh.
Nah, he lost that one. But nah, dude, I'm telling you, he's a certified, he's a goon, he's a goon.
Bro, and they go to the penalty box after?
Yeah, it's 5-minute major.
What is this? This guy's laying on the floor. Dude, hockey's a brutal sport, man.
I wish we played hockey. We could go to a game.
I would love to. Hockey season, well, I guess we could go playoffs, but it'd be expensive. But
where's he at?
Here he is.
He's bottom.
Bottom.
Right there, to the left?
No, he's off camera right now.
He's about to absolutely... Boom! Oh,
boop!
He just came in flying.
Yep.
So does that mean? Okay, gloves are off.
Cameraman, do your job, brother.
Does it stop the play?
Yeah, no, it stopped play. Yeah.
Oh,
dude, he got lit up too. He got lit.
Oh, he got blindsided.
Yeah. So you're telling me this man's here just to wreck havoc?
Just a scrap. Yeah, just a scrap. That's all he does.
Straight. He was okay with going to the penalty box.
No wonder he doesn't have that much time on ice. He has a man leaking. Holy hell.
Yeah.
Oh, golly gracious.
That dude's definitely from Canada.
He's like, we don't fight up here.
But, no, he's dog.
Locker
he's
room.
Dog.
We're going to have to
go. Watch this. Here's a hit. Boom.
He wasn't even going for the puck.
Against the glass.
Yeah, no, that's a major. That's a major.
Drop to your knees. Oh, the hell. Oh, my God.
Oh, he lost a tooth.
No, that might have been already. That might have been already gone.
Probably. So why does he look mad? It's part of the game.
No, that was a cheap shot. That was 100%. A cheap shot. That was
just
a cheap
slept
shot.
Him.
But does this team like hell yeah? Like just you just.
Oh, this is a little slow mo. He threw an elbow.
Boo!
Especially like
you got it hit like double the speed.
Yeah, it hit like that close to the boards too. Is that's insane. You don't.
Oh, he's already ready.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's sleeping, folk. He's sleeping, folk.
No, that's what's insane, dude. Is like he's our age too, and he's out there like that. That's what blows my mind.
Oh, why did they not have hockey?
Throw a knee or something, man.
Why did they not have hockey in Tennessee, man?
Would you play?
I mean, it's big in Nashville.
If I knew I could do this,
yeah. It's big in Nashville.
Screw
yeah.
football.
No, it's big. It's. I mean, it's
the fact that there's a position to whoop yeah. ass. Sign me yeah. up. I don't care if I get my butt whooped.
Yeah,
they're slapping their sticks on the ground, mate.
He's not very accurate, but he's there to win.
Yeah,
he's not letting go.
I mean, the thing is, these guys are wearing punches.
When do you cut it off?
He said you're done. He said you're done. That's what cracks me. I guess this wasn't his first fight, but if like he already had two black eyes, you know, that's what's hilarious.
Wow.
He might be in the wrong profession.
So no, I watched. Okay, I was on my. You know how you go through Instagram? This might be the end of this conversation, but I watched the highlight. And it wasn't this cat. This guy took his stick, smacked this dude in the leg with his stick. Mm-hmm. The guy instantly turned around and just dropped gloves.
Yeah.
You can just drop gloves.
Yeah.
Whatever you yeah. want.
And then the refs cannot touch you until you go to the ground.
The Rempire State Building is what they call him.
That's hilarious.
That's actually pretty nice.
Yeah. Imagine if he was slotting goals, too. And kick and tell.
That's his only goal right there. Hilarious. Funny enough.
He's just a dog.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, he's a dog, though.
Dude, that's a position I wish...
6'7", 240
pounds. No, he's a hoss.
Oh, so he's laid. He's a hoss. On you. That's going to have... It hurts. 6'7"?
But you got to think...
240?
He's cruising around at 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, and then when he come and hits you with that shoulder check...
This was like that one hit was uncalled for. Uncalled.
I love it.
Yeah.
I would love it if I was him.
Hey,
but I love it.
I think him and Derrick Henry collide.
Oh my gosh. So you're telling me my whole life, Chase, you were like trying to get me into hockey last year. You didn't tell me about the goon. I would have bought a jersey. I would have bought the jersey of the goon for the Preds. I've been
getting everybody to hockey last year.
I would have bought the goon jersey. No one else. Not the high scorekeeper. Scorer. The goon.
The goon.
Whoever fights for the Preds. That's my man.
I don't even know who would know who would be considered the enforcer on the Preds.
What I liked about the technique was the guy was holding
jabbing.
That's nice. That's filthy.
Yeah.
That's lethal. Catch
the throat.
So you have to watch out for that hand, especially with that distance. He's just yanking on you all night.
It'd be like,
Eddie, but the thing is,
instead of throwing it,
you're just yanking on it. Yeah. He just runs
into
it.
Maybe you just grab it. Boom!
It's like the ping pong.
You slam to the ground. Headbutt.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? We might know
Are you sold on hockey now?
We might know some puck and ball next year.
Oh.
We might know it.
We might have to dabble in the playoffs at least.
I mean, you just told me it's fun. You never said anything about a goon.
It's one of the most electric atmospheres it will be.
I didn't know you could just drop gloves and drop gloves.
Yeah.
That's my kind.
Especially if there's beef, like,
can you do that in lacrosse?
No. Sadly not. No, you can't. You can't do that in lacrosse.
Who's Predator rival?
Honestly, everybody.
That's what I like to hear.
No one likes the Preds.
I'm trying to think of who would be considered, because, I mean, unless I'm wrong, I mean, there's probably, this is like where my expertise isn't coming in, but.
Are the PNs?
I'll tell you the teams that I personally hate, and this isn't related to Preds or whatnot. Maple Leafs. Don't like the Maple Leafs. Not a fan of Kings.
LA and Toronto.
LA and Toronto. Toronto just, you know, kind of like the Yankees. Bruins, I think they're frauds.
Okay.
Especially last year, you have the best regular season team in history, and then you lose first round. Frauds. Honestly, the St. Louis Blues. Not a fan of St. Louis Blues, and I just hate St. Louis in general because Cardinals, too. So that's part of the reason why I hate the Blues. But
not a big Cardinal guy.
Huh? Not a big Cardinal guy either. So besides that, I mean, honestly, let me look that up. I don't necessarily know who Predators' rival would be. A lot of fun games that I've been to with Predators recently is the Golden Knights. Now they're a newer team, but
they're the Vegas, Las Vegas?
Yeah. Las Vegas.
They're cold too, apparently.
Dude, how many games a year do they play?
like close to 100.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's more than football. They're getting wood laid. Five to five rivals. No order. Red Wings. This is for Preds. Red Wings.
That might be the hardest sport. Hockey.
The Blues.
There we go. Minnesota Wild. The Anaheim Ducks, which I don't mind the Ducks. And then the Blackhawks. That's actually a decent one. I don't mind the Blackhawks either, but. So.
Well.
But, yep. I think that's the end of the hockey talk for right now. Mm-hmm. Hey, the Frozen Four is happening right now, too, which is like the NHL or the collegiate Final Four for hockey, the Frozen Four, which Boston University's in it, Denver's in it. Shoot.
I'm guessing the Vols team's up.
Vols do not have a hockey team.
What is that team that...
That's a, like a mirror.
It's a club team. So,
The jerseys are tough, though.
The jerseys are mad tough.
Yeah. They're really tough.
Michigan, Boston, Denver, and then...
Maybe we're the ice.
Yeah.
Boston College.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
So,
New Balance.
Two Boston teams.
Does New Balance make skates?
No, they do support Boston College, because when I was up in Boston... New Balance is everywhere.
Yeah.
That's where New Balance originally.
Yeah. New Balance, I mean, the only Boston College, their only team that doesn't wear New Balance is their football team, ironically.
Yeah.
And everybody else.
Hey, they need it. They need to wear them lacrosse.
They lacrosse school, too.
They get them lacrosse school.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the Frozen Four, which actually want to talk about the disrespect on old Clark.
On Kaylin Clark?
From Deanna Taurasi. I don't even know how to pronounce her name. That's how irrelevant she is to me. But
is that the quote she was saying? Like
she said that
she's the points leader, right?
She basically said that you could do this to 18-year-olds, but there's gonna be a reality check and there's gonna be like a learning curve for the rookie because you're playing against grown women. Here's
grown,
my thing.
That's what's crazy is grown women are already packing out stadiums and the fever hasn't even drafted.
You don't hear, the thing is, I feel like you don't hear veterans like in the NBA talk about
people guys coming up.
Yeah. They say, yeah, you're gonna, you know, it's a learning curve, but they're not like you're playing against grown men. Maybe privately, but not publicly.
I mean, LeBron was shouting at Edie and Connect.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So there we go.
You know? And my thing is, I feel like she's going to dominate. And here's why I think she's going to dominate. I don't know if y'all remember Breanna Stewart.
I remember her.
4-time national champ with UConn. She averaged, I looked at it before we did the podcast because he brought that to my attention. And I was like, you know what? I agree with Jax because I felt the same way. A little bit unsettled. She averaged 17-9 and like 9 rebounds in college, 4-time champ. Came into the WNBA, averaged 18-10, and her splits, I believe, if I remember correctly, field goal percentage is like 45%, shot 33% from the three, and 83% from her free throw.
Loose stats.
I feel like 18 points.
Better,
yeah.
In the big league.
I feel like 18 points, even though it's a 1-point buffer up. Usually, rookies come in the NBA, and there's what? Kobe averaged like 6 points his first year.
Yeah.
She's dominating the league now. She's only been in the WNBA for like 6 years now. She's dominating.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I don't think the difference in men's and women's sports, not to talk crap about women's sports, because in their own respective right, they're good. Kaylin Clark is going to go off.
Yeah.
If we're not putting the bet right now that she's rookie of the year, we're stupid. Because she's going to be rookie of the year. She's probably going to average 23 like she did this year. Get buckets.
Mm-hmm. She averaged 30.
Whatever she averaged. She's probably gonna. She might not average 30. She might average 25 though.
Yeah.
Like Uncle Drew.
She ain't no. There's no grown buckets. Woman that's gonna stop her.
I agree. I think if she can do it against grown women right now,
yeah.
Because there's grown women in college basketball.
I had a talk with said somebody as well. Actually, ironically about Kaylin Clark. And said person, you know. From earlier on the plane, and he was saying why Kaylin Clark is such a hot commodity right now is because she's playing the men's game as in the women's.
Mm-hmm.
The way she plays,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll be honest. Besides, like a couple times where I've turned it on, you know, while it's on. Which, sorry, I'm the worst person ever. You know, I didn't really watch much women's basketball until you know March Madness.
Yeah,
that shows
she was making some. First off, unreal passes.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, she did miss some shots too, but some of the shots, like contested too. I mean, she had Haley Van Leith lost. No offense, Matt.
No.
But
Bacon. No, she did like
she did. Haley
she did some illegal things dirty. That were illegal in 80 countries. To her.
Dirty.
No, I mean the only game I've ever watched fully was last year's national championship. Excuse my voice. She plays like a man.
Yeah.
Her rhythm's like a man. Mm-hmm. The way she attacks the basket is like a man. Her speed with the ball mm-hmm. is a lot faster. You could tell on the court it's a lot faster. Yeah. Her IQ is a lot more physical. She'll go into you. She's a dog. This is plain and simple. That's why she could play with the big three and Ice Cube. Now, she's not going to go into the amongst the trees and be...
I don't think... Has she even confirmed that she's playing that?
No, she hasn't. But she could shoot the three ball with the men.
I think she's going to the NBA or WNBA now.
Yeah.
She's got something to prove.
Yeah. And I think she's going to... There's not a woman on this planet that can guard her.
Yeah.
And... It's just crazy that someone that's actually bringing the attention to your game and blowing you up more than the men, 12.5 million viewers, more than the men, the national championship.
It's like 2 million viewers more.
Then the national championship was 18. That was more than the last year's All-Star game or this year's All-Star game at 17. And then you just start to hate on her.
Yeah.
I do want to shout out the South Carolina women's basketball coach, because she showed appreciation for what Caitlin Clark did for women's basketball, which is great.
She said she's the GOAT.
I think it doesn't matter how good she is or how good she will be. Mm-hmm. It's just that they're bashing her. Because it was showing that the women's national championship was one of the most viewed broadcasts in the world ever.
Yeah.
It was because of 22. It wasn't because of Angel Reese and Bailey Hanley or Paige Buckner's or Karma Cardosa.
Also a dog too. Just shut that up. She's a dog.
I give her that. She's a dog.
Now I did see this too, and I think it was my buddy Josh that said this, that he thinks at the end of Juju Watkins' career too, she might be better than Caitlin Clark.
She plays like a man.
She's
too.
Good.
Well, she's averaging her freshman stats are better than Caitlin Clark's freshman stats mm-hmm. too. So not throwing that out there, but I'm just saying in 3-4 years, we might have another just absolute. And I mean that. We could get it. Oh, well.
Here's my thing. She's the GOAT right now with no rings.
Yeah.
In college basketball for women. Yeah. She's the GOAT right now with no rings.
It's like AI.
Yeah. I could see where your comparison's there. Good.
Yeah.
As hell. But no rings. He's like Chuck. Mm-hmm. Good as hell, but no rings. Someone got in the way. And it happened to be a team that both teams played. Angel Reese is great and Cardoso is great too in their own right. But those teams had more holes as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Where, no hate to her role players on the team, but Caitlin Clark, she's taking, 30 attempts a night?
Yeah. Oh, 30, more than 30 attempts.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if you're taking that volume of shooting, it's like Edie.
Yeah.
Your team isn't helping you out that much.
And that's South Carolina was undefeated. Shout them out. Mm-hmm. Shout them out. But, I saw something. She came in and, she's like I guess a psychologist, but she was like, I guess Coach Don had her in just see where her team was at chemistry wise, and she'd said that she had never seen a team chemistry like South Carolina's, just straight off new team, new players. You know, she said her chemistry from the get go, like South Carolina's chemistry was the best she'd ever seen, and that attests to why they were 39-0.
Yeah.
Undefeated.
The 8th or 7th time that's ever happened in women's, which is
special teams,
which is
special players.
I'm not trying to knock women's, but that's still a feat, to say the least.
Like Transylvania.
Yeah.
60 plus game win streak, they lose in the Final Four and D3, but I mean, 60 plus game win streak is an unreal.
Yeah.
And national championship too. It's unreal. Yeah. And no matter what sport, league, it's unreal.
And for Caitlin Clark's defense, which no one's ever dogging her besides women, it's just sad.
Mm-hmm.
Making a back-to-back national championship defeat itself.
Yeah.
You went to the Dan Suarez in a row, and you played two good teams that got the best of you.
Mm-hmm. Happened to both be national champions, so.
Yeah, you can't hate on that.
Yeah.
You were runner-up. You know, LSU ain't runner-up this year. So they got sent home. Mm-hmm. They got sent packing. UConn got sent packing. I mean, everybody's going to sent packing except South Carolina.
Yeah.
And is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it was. I might watch some games of the women's.
I will say I think this. I think this was definitely the quote-unquote eye-opener for women's college basketball this year, I think, in my opinion. Like, LSU's team last year was good, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I mean, but they're no Caitlin Clarks.
Well, I just think, well, no, but, I mean, they still won the national championship. But what I'm meaning is, like, I think this year with, I mean, you got Cameron Brinks at Stanford, too. You got Juju Watkins. You got Caitlin Clark. See, now I'm blanking on
Paige Beckner.
Paige Beckner, yeah.
That's really it.
I mean,
Cardosa.
That's it. I think that was they were all in the same class you out of high school, I think.
2020?
Yeah.
Well, besides Caitlin Juju. Besides Juju, but Caitlin Clark, the 2020. But Paige is staying for another year. And that's going to be interesting. I wonder if she's going to get one.
Yeah.
She might. Who knows?
She might.
I just feel bad for her because she don't deserve to hate that. Even though some people would say it's not hate from the women, I just feel like it's just like it's crazy.
From the outside looking in, it definitely is.
It's crazy to say that. And it's not gonna. Caitlin Clark's not gonna just raise their money for them. What the average is $79,000 a year for them. Her being there it's gonna raise it a little bit, but it's not gonna raise it to where they think the NBA they're gonna get NBA numbers, $1 million contracts.
Well. I don't know. The way it's going, maybe.
Maybe, but it's not going to be immediate.
Well, I mean, like I said earlier, I mean, there's all these teams that are already, their ticket prices have already gone up like $100 just because they're, I mean, being honest, if the Indiana Fever don't take Caitlin Clark, I don't know who else they'd take, in my opinion. I think she's number one overall. And they're already raising their ticket prices just because Caitlin Clark's supposed to be there. If that tells you anything. Yeah. I think women basketball is heading in the right direction.
That's good.
So
that's good.
But all righty. Well.
Oh, awesome.
Yep.
Did y'all see the Mississippi State Georgia?
Oh, college baseball.
Yeah, I saw the highlight of it. The guy sliding in the home.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah. I don't know much about baseball.
Yeah. Next week we'll definitely be able to fully dive into it.
Yeah. I mean, we could look at the LSU score. It's probably getting whooped right now.
Nah, you're good. I think next week we'll definitely
dive into baseball. We just wanted to finish off basketball, but yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy. That was a crazy game. Mm-hmm. But I'm Matthew Linden,
Jackson Stone,
Chase Roberts. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
Slide them DMs.